This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Schools in the city of Los Angeles are buying iPads in bulk, like tens of millions of dollars worth. It sounds more awesome than it is if you're a middle schooler. The tablets will not be used for games and Netflix, but for state testing. But these iPads need reliable Wi-Fi, and that might also prove costly for School District Los Angeles Unified. KPCC's Annie Gilbertson has this report.
It's the pits. You're in the middle of a project, and snap, the internet goes out.
The images wouldn't come up, nothing.
That's Rosemary C., a student at the Diego Rivera Learning Complex. C's new LA Unified issued iPad lost internet connection while she was crafting a slideshow for her chemistry teacher.
But he gave me an extension until my internet was working.
As iPads go out, the district will spend over $500 million this year, so outages like this don't happen. The price tag is high, says Joe Minnelli, a network engineer at Caltech, because costs start far from the building, out on the street.
A lot of the pipes going through the city or between cities, those have been built. The problem is, how do you get from the middle of the street to the house? And how do you do that for everybody in the city or everybody in the county?
Putting LA Unified online is like putting a whole city online. There are more students in the school district than there are people in Seattle or Boston. The federal government is shelling out $2 billion for schools to lay fiber wire and buy servers. Often, the districts will pair the federal funds with locally issued bond money to pay for the upgrades. But there is good news. The wire is built to last. Patrick Cahalan manages servers at Caltech and says after the fiber is brought in from the street, it winds into a large closet with a bunch of fans.
Because a rack full of servers is like a rack full of hair dryers, all on, going full blast all the time.
From there, the cable runs out to classrooms so all those new iPads can connect to Wi-Fi.
The cable plan in this building won't need to be updated. Probably for the life of the building.
Which may make LA Unified's average cost of nearly $750,000 per school a little easier to swallow. In Los Angeles, I'm Annie Gilbertson for Marketplace.